This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We have entered the era of the unmasking of Democrats. The true inner vile creatures they are has finally come out for all the world to see. And this is demonstrated across many different issues. For example, let's just take one, abortion. Years ago, they used to say, well, they didn't really condone abortion, but they wanted to keep it legal as a last-ditch option, but it's a sad thing when a mother has to have an abortion and so on. Now, it's, oh, abortion's awesome. They're celebrating it. They're wearing T-shirts that demand abortion. What this comedian Michelle Wolf says that when she had an abortion, it made her feel like a god. She had control over life and death. So now it's a wonderful thing to celebrate, according to the radical left, because their mask has come off. And when they passed the new infanticide law in New York a few months ago, everybody there stood up and cheered. And they lit up a building, I think, with, I don't know, pink lights or something to indicate the blood that they were celebrating, the blood and the suffering and the death. Because Democrats are, they are vile, violent, anti-human, demonic creatures. And this is what's coming out. And so all their lies that they used to try to uphold are collapsing. And this is actually a very healthy process for society to see the true evil of what the Democrats really are, the unmasking of Democrats, so that we can make a decision, a moral decision, to reject them and to reject their anti-human agenda of suffering and death and destruction and all the other twisted, horrible things they do. Gun control is another issue. It used to be that Democrats would say, oh, we're not going to come for your guns. You can keep your guns. We're just going to have, what do they say, common sense gun control restrictions just to keep the guns out of the hands of bad people. Yeah, we're not going to come for your guns. We're not going to take them from you. You can have all your guns. Well, what do they want now? Total confiscation of firearms, door-to-door, gunpoint confiscation from all law-abiding Americans. This is what they're pushing in Virginia and other places now. Confiscatory gun control laws, because that's what they believe. They don't want to just register your guns. They don't want to just restrict guns to only the good people. They want to take away all guns from everybody except themselves. Because Democrats, of course, they never want to give up the guns of their own bodyguards, right? You always have these Democrat elitists and they're surrounded by armed bodyguards. They're never talking about those bodyguards having to give up their guns, or the city police giving up their guns, or the Democrat-run government. They're not going to give up their guns. No, it's just you, the citizens. You have to give up your guns, even though you violated no law. You've done nothing wrong. You never shot or killed anybody. So the actual agenda becomes perfectly clear when you start to realize the contradictions. And all of the masks are coming off. All right, another issue. They used to call themselves progressives. Now they just say, ah, we're communists. They're just all in for communism. Now, some of them say they're democratic socialists. That's just communism, by the way. And, you know, 10 years ago, even, or 20 years ago, they wouldn't even call themselves socialists. Bernie Sanders was considered this crazy, wacko, commie oddball because he was the only socialist in Congress at the time. Now, he's being left behind by the lunacy of the even more radical leftists who are so far left, they're such commies, that they make Bernie Sanders look almost centrist. That's how insane it is. And so again, the mask has come off because communism is demonic. It's destructive. It causes untold human suffering. Communism almost always goes hand in hand with genocide, the mass killing of political opponents. I mean, look at world history. Look at leftists. They always kill their opponents, usually by the tens of millions in many cases. Sadly, that's the history of communism. And so this has all come out. Communists, of course, are against the church. They're against religion. They're mostly atheists or demonic Satanists. They worship Satan. So communism is now the admitted agenda of the radical left. With all of its horrors and pain and suffering and economic destruction, I mean, Venezuela tried communism, essentially. Look what it got them. Oh, dumpster diving for dinner. By the way, speaking of dumpster diving, did you know Amazon.com is now selling actual dumpster trash as food items? It's a big story by the Wall Street Journal. We covered it at Natural News. The Wall Street Journal sent out reporters to go dumpster diving behind Trader Joe's, and they found all this thrown out stuff from Trader Joe's. I don't know, like this lemon cream stuff and some olives in jars and things just thrown in the trash by Trader Joe's. Well, they were able to repackage it and ship it off to Amazon and have it sold as new on Amazon.com. Yes. And what did Amazon do when that story came out? They canceled the Wall Street Journal's account to be able to sell stuff. Yeah, that's Amazon for you. They're literally selling you dumpster trash as food. So if you buy any food, any supplements, any superfoods from Amazon.com, you could very well be purchasing trash that's repackaged as food. And a lot of it could be just expired. Expired cosmetics are very common on Amazon. It's all, I mean, the true stories of what's coming out of Amazon, of cosmetics full of mold and stuff that looks like it was dragged out of a dumpster, it's unreal. Anyway, that's Amazon for you. But it's also, it's a good metaphor for communism, because communism is like the dumpster fire of our world. And as leftists are demanding communism, they are going to create more, you know, dumpster fires, more economic collapse, more human suffering, just like we see in Venezuela. So just think about this. As you observe the radical left today, note that everything they used to deny, oh, we're not coming for your guns, oh, abortions, it shouldn't be the first choice, blah, blah, blah. Now, it's all out in the open. They want to destroy the lives of little babies. They want to take your guns at gunpoint. Oh, and by the way, now they're just openly talking about killing Trump and killing conservatives, too. So, in fact, there was one congressman, I think, who said, he was asked, should we give Trump a fair trial? And his answer was, yeah, give Trump a fair trial and then hang him. That's the left coming out. That's them admitting what they really believe. This is who they really are. Nasty, vile, violent criminals, mentally ill lunatics, people who are full of hatred and bigotry and racism. That's the left today. That's Democrats. That's progressives. And they project onto everyone else all of their own hatred and bigotry. So when they call you a racist, that's because they're the racist. Just keep all of that in mind as you navigate our world. Share this podcast everywhere, and you can hear more at Brighteon.com or read my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms. And and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.